Playing all 5 minutes of this because it's one of my favourites. It's also one of Matteo Prina's favourites, and it's a favourite of a miraculous man called Peter Dawning. Who he? He was my first boss, mentor, guy who taught me everything useful I've got in my head, and he instilled a passion in me 40 years ago that I still have today. And sadly, today was his funeral. The world will miss him. Rest in peace, Peter Dawning. Condolences to Linda, Kath and Chris.
Expat
Greetings, Xenophiles. On this day in 1066, Halley's Comet scared the bejesus out of some monks who were convinced it was going to destroy the Earth. On this day in 1888, George Eastman founded the Eastman Kodak Company and effectively democratized photography. And 10 years later, Spain declared war on the United States. Ahead of the time, I think. on this day in 1969, Paul McCartney told the public that there is no truth in the rumor that he's dead. The clue is in the fact that he said it, right? Happy birthday to Barbara Streisand. Guess who old she is?
About 80s.
83.
Oh, my God.
And Kelly Clarkson is 43. And one of those two ladies I've heard of. yeah, now, if you were listening about 6-7 weeks ago, early February, Geoff Rusinoyu came and told us his adventures in Connex and Bamaveke and Afghanistan and Big Brother and various things. And we said we'd come back and talk about the football.
And guess who's back?
And yeah, guess he's back. The real Jim, the real Geo Shady, please stand up.
Yeah.
Please stand up, please stand up. We're going to start talking about the football adventures, but first, we have an intervention from our sponsors.
Prin joi înșine, o zi întreagă de muzică românească la Radio Guerilla, venită pe filiera calității Carrefour, produse românești bune și responsabile din 2007. Act for Food. Te bucuri de tot ce e mai bun, asculți tot ce este mai bun. Cine se bate în clopote când începe un război? Cine se bate în clopote când începe un război? Câte clopote mai sunt pentru tunuri? Câte curi din brânză vin scui pe foc? Altera de războaie parfumuri în groapa comună îmi caută loc. Câte ură în cap în ochii tăi, frate? Câte frică în pui poți să duci? Tatăl nostru are câte carate, au clanțele toate topite din cruci. Decorată pe piept de amare, de faimată se leacă în roșu rubin. Au războaiele în mânici murdare, uniformele în râuri de sânge străin. Câte scrive de mai tremură în aer, câte vor să leacă noapte împletite în suspin. Întrebați-o pe tovarășul Caen cum poți să trăiești când ești asasin. Treceți cu arma înainte, de pământuri străine căutând. Ministerul războaielor minte de vă-ntoarce acasă în sicrie din zinc. Perforează sirenele în tântă, cu orcreci ciocliți din ghețar. De 3 ani februarie încântă odele morții în calendar. Se împiedică, cade și doare, detonează-mi pe inima însept. Incurabil războiul moare, generații pierdute, roși de cancer în piept. Câte strigăte mai tremură în aer, câte voci se leacă noapte împletite în suspin. Întrebați-o pe fratele Caen cum poți să trăiești când ești asasin. Dacă nu eu, dacă nu eu, dacă nu eu, dacă nu noi, cine se bate în clopote când începe război? Dacă nu eu, dacă nu eu, dacă nu eu, dacă nu noi, cine se bate în clopote când începe război? Dacă nu eu, dacă nu eu, dacă nu eu, dacă nu noi, cine se bate în clopote când începe război? Dacă nu eu, dacă nu eu, prin joi înșine, o zi întreagă de muzică românească la Radio Guerilla, venită pe filiera calității Carrefour, produse românești bune și responsabile din 2007. Act for Food. Te bucuri de tot ce e mai bun, asculți tot ce este mai bun.
Vă rog frumos.
Expat Life.
This is it. Let's get started. Right, so Geoff Rusinoyu, back to tell us about football. Now, You fly around the world on what I call your football adventures, right?
It sounds very good, because that's all about.
It's kind of what it's all about.
More about adventures than football, but yes.
Football is, let's say, the excuse.
Exactly. Yeah, very well put.
Okay. Yeah. So how did this all start?
Well, if I go very, very far back, I would say it started with me as a kid, as any other kid, mm-hmm. which loves football and starts playing, around the block.
Yeah.
But this gets serious later on when one of my friends tried to put things in a very, very well-organized system and said, let's have a private club so we can play all together in a very organized manner. So mm-hmm. he made this system, it's called FC Player, and that basically gives you the chance to play for sure on a certain date and a certain time in a certain place. And it's very important following, as I said, as my background, where you have to follow and run for partners and ball and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Right.
So that was the beginning for our very well-organized system as amateur football players. As far as we can see, I never played professional football.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I really love the sport, so that brings me here. So after this, a friend comes up with this idea.
And the idea was he was not always the same team?
Not always the same team, right. Exactly. Yeah. So you have a ball of people.
Yeah.
And every time you meet at a certain point mm-hmm. and you choose the teams and you start playing all together. But it gives you the chance to for sure playing at that time.
Right.
So that is very important for the football players that want to play.
For the morale and to keep you committed.
Exactly. Because, right. If you remember, if you are not very good at football, people will not choose you.
Yes.
So you have to go for for nothing over mm-hmm. there. So that is it was a very good point.
And this was playing just locally in around the town,
so
right?
That started around the town, exactly, uh-huh. playing locally. Mostly in Bucharest. And then what time, a few years ago, I would say more than 13.
Mm-hmm. So 14?
So it's exactly 14.
Right.
Pretty close. This idea come up, what about an international game? Because we already have this system.
Right.
We have already, like the club. We have mm-hmm. pretty much members, permanent members in the club. So I said, what about making an international, friendly game with somebody else. So let's make a project, like a pilot. So we had to choose. It was easy if you make it very close to the home in neighbors, but no. We said it has to be at least 6 or 7 hours time frame.
Time zones.
Exact time zones different because you want to be separate totally from what's happening at home.
Yeah. Yeah. So did you choose the place and then find a team, or did you find a team and then go there?
First of all, it was the team because it was a partner of FC Player Club in Canada.
Okay.
So that was the starting point.
Uh huh.
So it was a friendly game with the similar club from that from Canada. So that was the starting point. And from then that on, we said, okay, what's the next destination mm-hmm. they can fit? But that time we had to choose, we had to find the club over there to play with.
Mm-hmm.
So we find a very, very good one in Cuba, in Havana.
Yes, so what a place to start.
It's a very good destination to start with, to start with the project. So that's where it all started, in Havana, in Cuba, with the first friendly game, as the start of the project. From there...
How did you find a football team in Cuba?
It's not easy, I have to say. And farther on, I have to... Mm-hmm. I will make some... I'll give you some examples about not being so easy, especially on that time, because you can only have resources from the internet.
Right.
So you have to describe yourself as a club, promise them that you're actually going to play the game because they don't trust you at the beginning. But in time, we get some pictures, we have some history together, mm-hmm. so finally we get there. So we heard from there we start choosing and changing destination, considering those action terms of mm-hmm. as far away as it can be. Football team that has at least some tradition to be private. And in the end, we wanted to somehow we didn't know about it that time to have the adventure around it because it's a full experience around the mm-hmm. football game. It's not just about the football game. But that's the main
is
purpose.
Is it really, though?
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes. Our wives are listening. Yes.
everybody's listening. So, yeah. So the whole experiences are much more than we can talk about it right now because the time is short. Mm-hmm. But indeed, we had some very interesting ones. After Cuba, we chose Brazil. And
okay, so
then
you like
saw that we actually know nothing about football,
right?
So, yeah.
Ah, because, well,
yeah.
Yes. I mean, well, I thought you were going to say we know nothing about geography, but
yeah, because from there we start to learn something about it.
Right. Yeah. So Cuba, then Brazil. So you like sort of that part of the world? You like flying
at that
west?
Time we weren't very well organized. Yeah, we were very focused on that area. Mm-hmm. But then we changed our mind and start to moving around the world.
Now, did you win the game with Cuba?
We could, but yes.
With Brazil,
I don't have to say the score, please.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, we barely touched the ball. But it was a very interesting one. Yes. We understand a little about the football and a lot about the country.
Right.
So that was the good part.
Mm-hmm. How long do you spend in each place when you go to these events? You don't just like rock up, play a football game and come home again, right?
Because of the time zones and the traveling time and stuff, it's... We started with 7-8 days, mm-hmm. and tonight it's about 9-10 days altogether, okay. Because it's a long distance, yes. And you need the physical preparation, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jet lag, it's not good for football. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right.
This is what the big teams are doing every time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They take a lot of time to prepare for the football games. Yeah.
True. Yeah, it's good enough for Pele, it's good enough for you. I'm showing my age now.
I know about it. But... consider the very, very good feedback from the first experiences.
Right.
The next one, it was a huge one. The next one was Philippines. After that, we chose Philippines because we thought about it. Let's at least switch the area.
Go the other direction.
Go the other direction.
Wow.
So over there, we've been more than 30 in the...
Ooh.
Yeah, about 33, 34, something like that.
Now, is this because you had a lot of substitutes or did you have more than one team?
We should have substitutes, mm-hmm. exactly, but in the end, because everybody wants to participate from the club, so we thought about having at least two teams.
Right.
Yeah. The football game, it was very interesting because I think they were more than we can expect.
Right.
They are very, there are a lot of them because they are very small. You cannot see all of them moving very, very quickly around you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good thing that we have been more than 30. That was a very, very good experience, except coming back from this trip.
Coming back from the Philippines?
Yeah, coming back from
the Philippines. Now, this is a legendary story. Was alcohol involved?
A little bit, because in Philippines you cannot find anywhere, so we had to produce somehow, so we have to find...
Let's tease the story and then play some music, and then we'll give the punchline to the story after the break. But so set it up. How was your journey back?
Okay.
How did it begin?
Well, how did it end? Okay.
Yeah, it started off quite sensibly, right?
It started very well. It started very well and we're very happy because we're winning. But it ended up in a different way for a part of us.
And we'll find out exactly how after we have a break. But before that, you've got to play some music. Again, some legendary choices of music here, right?
Yes, I'll tell the stories about the songs later on.
Yeah,
let's
okay.
just put it around.
We'll just get it on, and we're going on with Mangalia.
Mangalia.
Și-au dăltuit lungi veacuri în granit medalia. Soarele tău cald te-a scris într-un smarald Mangalia. Floare între flori și mândră în culori ca dalia. Zările senine cântă parcă pentru tine. O, Mangalia, cum rege de azur și strălucir de stea. O, Mangalia, tu ne ești sufletul și inima. La țețesul din val de smântul de cristal Mangalia. Cu leon nestins tu fruntea ți-ai cuprins și talia. Aur lucitor ți-ai pus pe mal covor Mangalia. vântul când adie, parcă-ți cânt o melodie. Azur și strălucir de stea. O, Mangalia, tu dești sufletul și inima. La
Now, this is a, I mean, it's not just a randomly chosen song, right? Because you'd like to play Romanian tracks on your visits, right?
Yes, that's true.
And don't tell us now. Tell us later. This one is played somewhere.
It was played in a very very special place. I will tell you later about the place exactly. But this this song is related because it's in our playlist along the other ones.
Yeah.
But... The destination, you'll see in the end, somehow they are related to a beach. And everywhere we go, we see, no, this is very similar to Mangalia. So this song, it's special because of this. But the place that it was played, it's even more special. Yeah. I will come back there.
Okay.
Gather around Radio Gorilla.
And we're back with Geoff Rusinoyu, his adventures in football. Now, you were coming back from the Philippines.
Well, coming back from Philippines, the big gang and a very happy one because of the winning and the whole experience. Everybody
right.
was more than happy, of course. And we are so happy that in the plane we thought about a great idea about what about a pillow fighting. It's very interesting. Right, it was night flight to Doha.
I mean, maybe on a train, but on a plane?
I'm sure somebody did it at a point.
Well,
we didn't know exactly how it can end. So, yeah. And other people keep telling us to stop and it's, you know, you are disturbing the other passengers and stuff. And we get a few warnings, but we thought it's okay, what it can happen. What's the worst thing?
What's the worst can happen? I'm not coming in with a bomb or a gun on board. It's a pillow, for God's sake.
Exactly, yeah. Nothing so so bad about it. So it had a stopover in Doha. So when the plane lands, we're pretty tired because it's
pillow fighting is hard work.
Yeah, it's not easy. if you make it for 2 or 3 hours, trust me,
yes.
It's not easy. So we had some friends waiting for us at the airport.
Some friends,
yeah, exactly, the local police, which got arrested, about half of us. Yeah.
What? Arrested for pillow fighting?
Yeah.
So which law did they tell you you'd broken?
We didn't know exactly at that point. We thought it's a joke. We are still hoping that it's going to end soon. But after 2 days, we realized it wasn't. Yeah, it was about, 1 day and a half, let's be correct, but finally we realized that it's very, very serious issue to fight with pillows in the plane. 14 of us were spending overnight in there and the next day in a prison. Yeah. So after that, the things weren't so funny when you come back, you know, for half of the group getting home and half of the group still...
So half of the group just continued their flight home and the other half, wives and things and girlfriends waiting at the airport going, where is he?
Exactly.
We don't know. What do you mean you don't know?
Because, you know, it was like a normal arrest at a point. They took us phones and, belts and stuff. So everybody get a chance to send some messages.
Mm-hmm.
We got arrested and stuff. And I remember the message from my wife, which sends back...
she didn't believe you.
Yeah, she said, I can't believe you are inventing that to stay 2 more days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
She was very honest.
Yeah.
So, nobody believed after that night. The mm-hmm. next day, everybody realized that it's serious. We are pretty lucky in the end because we are so many, so mm-hmm. we were bothering them.
They didn't have enough cells for you.
They had to cook for 14 persons more. So we got released pretty quick. So
was there any intervention? You just waited until they let you go, or
they had to organize a lawyer to take care of the case and stuff, and he put some pretty standard questions. You're right. Happy, yes. So you were coming back home happy, mm-hmm. yes. Okay, so you're not guilty. So we pay a fine and we got released. Yeah. But before getting to that point, it wasn't very funny. But in the end, we managed to move on. Therefore, the next year, it wasn't so easy to gather all the people. The next
Are people a bit reluctant now?
Yeah. Because further on, we got this strange feeling about not being secure with this group, this football adventure.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, so where did you go the next year?
We choose a safer one. We go to Jamaica.
Hang on. Jamaica?
We go to Jamaica, and it was very interesting because, of course, we've been half of the previous year's group, but one day we had a trip through the mountains. We are going from one city to another, and it was like a stopover. You can choose lunch and stuff, like a small barracks, you know, where they cook on the spot. So we thought it's a very somewhere in the mountains. So we thought it's a very good idea to have some fish over there because they're cooking fish somewhere in the mountains. So we stopped by to have some fish and. Of course, the local people that were serving, they bring like a bill made of a pen, a huge one.
Yeah.
So we said, no, we are not paying that.
It can't be.
So yeah, so in about a few minutes, we are arguing about with the guys. We saw about half of the village with some machetas coming out of the field surrounding us until without selling anything, just standing by.
Just saying, are you going to pay up or not?
It's something like that. So we... Suddenly we decided that is the good price to pay for that fish. It's the most expensive fish in
very
the world. You can find
it
somewhere in Jamaica in the mountains if you want to find a good recipe. It was a good one, I have to say. But that's a very good experience. Following Philippines, Jamaica, it was exactly what it has
just what you needed. Yeah. So the following year, like nobody came, right?
We thought so, but guess what? Yeah. Some people came because, we next year people... got some refresh and we've been back to Vietnam. We go back to the Asia, to Vietnam.
Well,
and then we choose a very nice destination. Mm-hmm. The next one, we go to Madagascar.
Is this because you saw the movie, the Pixar movie?
We thought, where's the place where nobody will ever go? Let's choose Madagascar because nobody knows where it is.
And again, you found a football team there.
Exactly. That was the very, very hard team to find in Madagascar. But we found a private football club there to agree to play with us. Starting this point, everybody will ask us, where are you from? So we keep saying Romania. So we choose after this experience, we said we are from Madagascar because nobody will know where it is, if you are black or white.
Right.
So it was fine. Nobody will ask anything after that.
Okay. Madagascar. Oh, interesting. Saw the movie,
Well, you see. So you are the lion, In Madagascar, the team, it was pretty far. So we have to travel by bus because it's pretty difficult. It was at that time. I'm not sure everything changed since then. We travel about 26 hours by bus.
Oh, what?
From Antananarivo to somewhere near Nosibe for the match. And we get there and it was
Were you pushing the bus?
It was a... something crazy. We thought it's never going to end.
Whoa.
Yeah. We keep stopping and asking for ice, but after a few hours, we realized they don't have power. So
No power, no ice.
That makes the road even more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
We got to this point when we have to have that match, and it was in the middle of the cornfield. So they have to push some cows to make some space for the teams to get in the field. And then the team comes. They were dressing with some, I don't know, leftovers. They were putting the, some ropes around.
Right.
They didn't have boots.
Okay.
They were putting some ropes around the...
Around the feet.
Around the feet,
Oh, so
exactly.
The football boots. Wow.
Yeah. It was a 15 degrees...
Slope.
Whoa. Yeah, that was the field. They managed to beat us. So that's... It was worth it, the travel and the road and otherwise a very, very nice experience.
And they didn't even have boots and they still beat you.
Yeah, because we understand that it's more important to run than to wear the boots at this game. Yeah, that was about Madagascar. Very, very crazy experience.
Shall we have another break? Shall we play some more music?
Let's have a short one.
It's probably about time now. you had a few choices here, and so I decided to pick one because we could have gone like this, which is an incredible sound. I mean, seriously. And then. Yeah, it's very dramatic.
That's dramatic.
Not anymore. This bit sounds a bit okay. Sounds familiar. Then it's. It's this.
And then the voice.
Yeah. But then, my favorite bit's when he starts to do the refrain. This bit.
Singing, we will rock you. We will rock you.
Excuse me. But anyway, even better one.
Tonight the super lights are gonna find me shining like the sun. Smiling, having fun. Feeling like a number one.
So what on earth are you thinking of?
No, imagine we are a bunch of 15, 20, 30 guys in a bus. So everybody has to sing. So I have to give them some challenges. This is why they have to sing.
Yeah. So it's a karaoke style.
It's a kind of, yeah. That's why it's not easy.
Songs that everybody knows. Brilliant. Let's listen.
I was sick and tired of everything when I called you last night from Glasgow. All I do is eat and sleep and sing, wishing every show was the last show. So I imagine I was glad to hear you're coming. Suddenly I feel alright. And it's gonna be so different when I'm on the stage tonight. Tonight the super trooper lights are gonna find me shining like the sun. Smiling, having fun, feeling like a number one. Tonight the super trooper beams are gonna blind me, but I won't feel blue like I always do. Somewhere in the crowd there's you.
Oh, brilliant. To hear the whole of that song, you're going to have to hear the online version.
Expat Life.
Bine că ești tu deștept.
And we're back. Yeah. I'm going to change the music. Hang on. Some football music to talk over.
Yeah, because actually that's the main reason. We are playing this on the... Yeah,
this
on our trips. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
We are proud of it. It's a very important one.
Janina, Janina, Nina, Nani,
Nina.
Okay, so where did you go next?
Next, we've been to Costa Rica. It's a very important point in our development because here is where this started our personal brand of bartenders. Of bartenders, because pretty important project, we need there's a lot of consumption,
right?
So we had to have this.
You have to stay hydrated, right?
Exactly,
athletes.
So we had this, and we're still having this Dos Hermanos brand that is still in function. We are still having them with us. It's a very, very important part of the team.
Yeah,
they are. They don't play too much football, but that's not important.
Your physios,
it's important,
right?
Exactly, the other side of it. Yeah.
Moral,
so this
support
is already started, yes. From Costa Rica, we are proud of our initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, it was the Cambodia. The Cambodia experience, it was
Cambodia.
Very, Cambodia, yeah.
Oi. Go on, tell me more.
Yeah, Cambodia, it was a very natural experience, I would say, except for me, because we had... this time we had one trip with a very long, a one-day trip with scooters. And I remember because of some different reasons, doesn't matter now, I fall off with the scooter somewhere in the woods. Yeah, but we were all together, like 20 scooters.
You didn't get injured?
Initially, no, but there was a friend behind me which crossed over me. And he said, I didn't see you. It's, yeah.
Because you were on the ground.
Things are, yeah. Because when you are a scooter, you look up.
Yes.
Yeah. The parties in Cambodia are pretty interesting because we managed to have a party in a supermarket. We didn't know it can happen. Yeah.
Is this because they didn't have bars or just because you were too lazy to find one?
Yeah, and it's very easy because they have fridges over there and you don't have to wait to pay the bar. It's very easy just to you scan it, yeah. And then you can drink and then bring another one. Yeah, and they had also the audio system, so right. You can play whatever music you want, like and Mangalia yeah. and stuff. Yeah.
Because nowadays, wherever you go, you take your own audio system.
Yeah, you have to carry on, so now, yeah. This is why when you go to Cambodia, we recommend don't bring any because they have in the supermarkets. And mm-hmm. They are very friendly. They allow you to do it and to use it. Yeah.
Because they think you're from Madagascar.
Because exactly, we are from Madagascar, so they have to let us. Yeah. So that was Cambodia. Next year, we went to Tanzania. Back to Africa. Exactly. That was very interesting. We had a trip in, of course, the safari. Have to do the safari if you're in Tanzania.
Right, yes.
But the local flight was very interesting because we were pretty tired from the, you know, traveling and stuff and the football game. So the local flight from Dar es Salaam to Arusha, I think it was, when you get down over there, the flight was long. It was just a stopover for us to get down. And once fuel, everybody, stop. Something like mm-hmm. that. Yeah, so once we get down, the plane took off. Pardon, on, and then we realized one of us was still in the plane. It was, by chance, it was exactly the tour guide, the organizer of the trip. It was still in the plane. He's the only one who saw one more country than all of us.
Wow.
Because, yeah, he got the chance to get to Uganda. And
What did you do with that tour guide? You just sat there and waited for him to come back? Or what happened?
Of course not. We travel on. He got the chance. Not very far. I think 3-4 hours later, he was back. It was a short flight to Uganda from Arusha. We understood that. So when we get to the safari, we find him here. Find him there. Because he took a faster car than us. So somehow he saw Uganda and get to the safari before us. So it's a very lucky and very lucky to still be with us because he could be another country. Yeah.
Wait a second. So, I mean, but of all the people to lose, the organizer, the one who should have had, you know, a clear head.
He had the most pressure of all of us because it's not an easy group. So he fell asleep a little bit and, you know, we didn't see him because we're, gathering all together to get off. So honestly, nobody saw him. I don't know how this happened and still fell asleep. And as we saw, the crew of the airplane over there are not bothering to count people. So,
okay.
One in minus or in plus is nothing for them. So.
Incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
But this is in the 21st century. I mean, this is not happening in the 1950s.
Shouldn't expect it, yeah. So, it was a very interesting one. The safari, not that much because they are doing the safaris in the early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very, very difficult for us as a group.
To imagine.
So we have some movies with the guide explaining about the giraffes and stuff mm-hmm. and the vegetation. And
no
the
actual
whole,
giraffes.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's very difficult to find them and they were very close.
That surprises me. I did one in Zimbabwe. 12 hours in a Land Rover. Didn't see anything. Not a thing.
You know, actually, that's the safari, proper safari. We are lucky to find some of them, but not us, the guide, because uh-huh. everybody in the car was asleep. So he was keep talking and explaining.
Can I borrow your camera? Movie. I'll take the picture for you. You'll see it when you
Everybody's
get home.
Everybody's asleep, and he keeps talking because it's his job. He's not stopping. Keeps explaining about stuff, but everybody's asleep. Yeah. So he was very lucky to see some, very rare animals.
Okay. Going to move on. Going to play another piece of music. Can you believe it? It's time already.
Already?
Yeah. And perspective. What? Tell me about this. I can just hear you already. I can hear the entire team, all 30 of you, going mental with it. Like when it gets. But what about this one? I mean, this.
This is the highest point of the trip.
Yeah.
When everybody goes crazy. Yeah.
Cyrus, perspective. How do the locals react when you start playing this music to them?
Most of them are dancing,
yeah.
Of course, not understanding anything, but since they see us very energized, they yeah. feel like let's start dancing. Should be meaning something for them.
Yeah.
So they say, okay, let's dance.
Okay, yeah. Let's have a couple of minutes of this. You mentioned earlier this song. This is part of the Tanzania thing? Tell me.
It's somehow yes, because in Tanzania we had a trip in Zanzibar. So we went to visit Freddie Mercury's house with a bar on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was his
birthday. Mercury's house?
Yes, yes. It was his birthday. It was a big party over there. So
right.
Everybody had a chance to put a song that it's very related somehow. So we choose this song. It was playing on his birthday, on his house.
Wow! I've never before or since. That was a one-off event.
I think they choose the idea of letting people choose this.
Brilliant.
This is Expat Life. You know you want it.
So we're back. Last bit. We've got about 3 minutes.
Let's be quick, yeah.
Let's be quick.
Yeah. It's a good thing because I want to skip very, very, very fast the mm-hmm. next year because it was the pandemic.
Not much happened.
Not much happened. Right. Exactly nothing. If you ask me how bad pandemic affects mm-hmm. you,
this is how it
happens. Because we didn't happen anything with our trip.
No more
in February, actually. So we try everything, but we had to postpone it. So the next year, without, considering the pandemics, been to Nicaragua and then but it was you can see the remains of the pandemics. Nothing else was happening.
Things are still not back to normal even now, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of vaccines, more than a newborn baby,
mm-hmm.
with all the vaccines and papers with us when traveling. So it was an experience, but we tried to recover as much as we could. Then we go as any band of guys would do to Bali, for another experience.
Bali high.
Yeah. Just to, because we are getting out of countries. Because
right.
we have to, suddenly we feel like we are forced to go closer to the home. It's very strange. Yeah.
Planet's not big enough.
It's not big enough for our trips, yeah. But last year we've been to Colombia, which was a very, very good experience in terms of football.
Football, I can imagine. But what about the not football part?
Yeah, the football, it was in Barranquilla, which is a very traditional part for the, followers of Pablo and stuff. So we feel like, in the movies.
Right.
So it was a very, very nice experience for the next time when we have enough time
right.
for that. Yes. But we've been to a local game in there, which is something, then you understand what is what it's like to be a football fan.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's
a footballing nation when it's in the blood and all the kids are doing it all the time from the moment.
It's something special.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was special for us, the whole experience.
Last time you were on, you just about to leave to South Africa, but you didn't know if you were going to get the visas. Did you?
Exactly, because it was just before we were leaving. Because
did you get the visas in time?
Well, almost, yeah, except one. The rest of the group managed it. Wow. It was one of our friends who didn't manage to. Mm-hmm. But we actually get there. We were so, I would say not panic, but surprised that it's so hard to get to South Africa than any other part of the world that we couldn't understand.
Right.
But in the end, we managed. So we've been to South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? It's beautiful. It's wonderful. But, you know, no adventures. It's
not at all.
Yeah.
It's too tame there.
So who, normal.
Who knew that South Africa would be tame?
Yeah. You would say it's, it's like...
it's pretty, though, isn't it? It's
West Europe.
Yeah.
But the landscapes and the food and the wine. And,
And and the climate.
The climate.
And the sea and all of that.
And everything. And the cleanness. Yeah. It's amazing. It was a very, very good experience also.
Marvelous. You know, we're out of time again.
Again.
Can you believe we're out of time? So it's time now to go. Thank you for the stories. And I think we'd have to come back and tell more. I mean, it's amazing. Your last piece of music. Now, don't tell the name this is known by, but this is Eduard Anatolievich Kill.
Kill.
Is it Russian? A Russian sort of opera singer or baritone. Anyway, what on earth is this?
We are not sure about his message, but, it's very inspiring for us as a group because the words represent us very much. So we keep singing it in the bus when we are leaving. We try to avoid the planes when we are singing this, but otherwise it's very, very easy for us to play it.
Yeah?
So, yeah.
Because the lyrics, well, yeah, I understand it.
And
this all will make sense when I start to play it.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you very much,
Geoffrey
Football Adventures, another marvelous story. And we haven't covered everything.
Well, so, I'm sure we still have time.
We'll have to be back. We'll have to be back. But anyway, yeah, the Trollololo Man.
Thank you.
This is what we're talking about, yeah? This has been Expat Life.
Ideas. Listen again to this and previous shows. Find us at expatlife.ro.
Expat Life.
Emops, please.
Good night, everybody. We'll be right back.
Pentru limba română, apasă 1.